Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. I am not good at waiting. Whenever I have to wait for something, it feels like I'm wasting my time. Now, that reveals two things about me. It means that I'm not strong in the fruit of patience. I have to admit that. But it also means I'm not strong in the virtue of humility. I believe my time is the most important time. Well, the final verse of Psalm 27 is a true gem. It is a massive wake-up call, a wonderful reminder to me of my utter dependence on God. And that my story is not my story, it's His story. Well, we'll spend the next three podcasts this week on this verse. So perhaps let's have some context to the verse. Psalm 27 is a psalm of David. In the first six verses, it's a bit like David's preaching to himself. We don't know the actual historical situation, but we know David is under pressure. He mentions enemies, trouble, but he responds with an affirmation of God's security and a desire to be in God's presence. Then from verses 7 onwards, the mood changes greatly. It's a big mood swing. And David is clearly speaking to God in prayer. But it's almost as though David finds silence when he pleads with God. Is that what he is insinuating? Does he feel no assurance? But nevertheless, he perseveres in prayer. He knows the Lord's love has no parallels. And by the end of the psalm, in verses 13 and 14, David is emerging from his tunnel of darkness. There hasn't been an answering voice. There hasn't been a change in his circumstances, but he's holding on to the Lord in faith. And it is faith heading into the future based on his past experience of the goodness of God. That's a lesson worth remembering. David reminds himself and us that the Lord is worth waiting for. God is working his purposes out. God is changing us into his likeness. God is working for the good of those who love him, and David is certain that he will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living, verse 13. And we, of course, know that God has a future for us that is beyond our imagination. It's a beautiful psalm. We have this contrast between absolute confidence and desperate pleading. And that's characteristic of many of the psalms of lament. And it reflects life, it reflects the tension between a life oft filled with trouble and a God of grace. That's David's situation. That's our situation. This life does bring trouble. And we have a God of grace. We live in a fallen world, and we are just not equipped to make it through this fallen world on our own. But we have a God of awesome grace who lifts up his children in these times. Patience is needed. Patience and trust as we wait for the Lord.